Catching up on a devotional, and I just got to say this to you because it says, "He decides who will rise and who will fall," and that's from Psalm 75, verse 7. And he talks about how you find your significance and self-worth. Is it in our relationship with God? If not, we're going to be really tempted, and we're going to be jealous when other people rise above us, because our success isn't really our own; it's God's success for us. And we sing unto the Lord. God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth the other. And while David's brothers were striving even to be greater than him, there was David doing what he did in as a shepherd in the field, not knowing he was going to be the future king, you know. And he just kept tending his sheep and he kept doing his job. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to keep tending God's sheep because that's our job. We've got to let, you know, others compete and compare. But we don't have to do that because we've got God. And God says that he will come and get us at the right time because he's... yoke is easy and burden is light with him. You know, when we try to promote ourselves, we have to sweat, we have to strain, we have to struggle. How do we know when it's good? When it's in God, it's easy. When it's in God, well, as Rick said earlier, it's easy street. We're going to have a good way. The path will be made clear. Everything will be taken out of the way so we can walk his path. So don't try and do it yourself. Sing unto God. And our God is stronger and our God is greater and he is the healer and he's awesome in his power. Give him a try. Look to him. Don't try and do it yourself. You're not going to win. You'll get the victory when you put God as the forefront. Amen. Amen.
Worship.
In Revelation 5, we get a glimpse of what was going on in heaven. And there was a situation and, you know, they were very upset about the fact that they got this book and it was sealed up and they didn't know how it was going to be opened. But then it was spoken that the Lion of Judah and the root of David was there. And what I felt God was saying was that, you know, we have worshipped. And as we have worshipped, as it says in Psalm 22, God builds a throne. And there has been a release today. And I want you to have a fresh expectation. And I decree and declare in Jesus' name, as it was spoken to me, that doors are opened, that blueprints are being released, that title deeds are being given, that situations that seem like they've been closed up, they are opened now for the glory of God. And we had a prophecy many, many years ago by Colin Cooper, and he said that as we worshipped, barren women would, you know, become fruitful. He said that men would run to the front in repentance. He said people with cancer would be healed. So in the name of Jesus, expect, pull down what situation it is that you have been looking to God for, because today the door is open.